بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. Concerning the date of birth of the Holy Prophet, what Quranic documentation do we have here? Is there anything in Quran concerning the date of birth of the Holy Prophet?
Actually, no. There is no mention about the date of his birthday. But in the year that Prophet Muhammad was born in, the name of the event is mentioned in Quran by a chapter. Mm-hmm. Chapter Fil means elephant, the chapter of the elephant. Almost all historians said that the Prophet Muhammad was born in Amul Fil, means the year of the elephant. This event, the year of the elephant, this refers to an incident that at the exact year that the Prophet was born, it was a king named Abraha in Yemen. Mm-hmm. Yemen is in the south of the
Arabian Peninsula.
Yes, Arabian Peninsula. Because he built a great church, and the Abraha wanted that there was no place greater than his church. He decided to destroy the Kaaba.
What for?
Because he wanted that there was no place in the earth greater than his church, because mm-hmm. he built a church mm-hmm. in Yemen. Abraha was Christian.
Yeah.
So he made an army with elephants and decided to destroy the Kaaba.
Okay.
At that time, the grandfather of the Prophet Muhammad, that named Abdul Muttalib, he was the chief of the greatest tribe of Mecca, which name was Quraysh.
Yeah.
Abdul Muttalib was the chief of the Quraysh. So when Abraha came near to the Mecca, to the Kaaba, he captured the camels of the Abdul Muttalib. So Abdul Muttalib went to him and asked for his camels. But Abraha said, I wondered that you came for your camels. Why don't you ask for your camels? He said, أنا رب البيت أنا رب الإبل وللبيت ربه.
What does it mean?
It means that I'm the guardian. These camels are for me, and I'm the guardian of my camels, but for the house of the Lord also is a nurturer and a guardian, and Lord will guard his house. So Abraha made his camels free, and the Abdul Muttalib went back to the Mecca and asked people leave the city, go to hills. Then the army with elephants entered the Mecca, and they wanted to destroy the Kaaba. Mm-hmm. But there is a chapter in Quran, I told you that the name is chapter elephant. Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this chapter, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ. Have you not regarded how your Lord dealt with the men of the elephant? Did he not confuse their plots and send against them flocks of birds, pelting them with stones of shale, thus making them like chewed up straw. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the flocks of birds with the
some shells.
Yes, some
stones of shell,
and those birds killed all of the army of the Abraha.
So for sure, as it's and famous, it was not successful in destroying the Kaaba.
Yes, and this event is mentioned in Quran, and the Prophet Muhammad was born
at that year. Okay, so the year for sure can be extracted. I mean, the date of that year. So it's very clear that we may know. I mean, the exact year of that.
Actually, the date corresponds to the year 570 after the date of the Jesus Christ. www.byislam.com